today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. And welcome to this episode of today's special. Dear brothers and sisters, on this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about Islamic Revolution and its achievements. Be with us. First, we look at the calendar. Today, Sunday, is the 14th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to Chapter Al Imran, verse 85.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يبتغ غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين.
And whoever desires other than Islam as religion, never will it be accepted from him, and he in the hereafter will be among the losers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters, on this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about Islamic Revolution and its achievements. So be with us, but before that, we'll learn more about the items and important points of Chapter Al-Imran, verse 85. All the former prophets have been taken pledge to believe in their following prophet. The whole existing world submits to Allah, and no religion can be accepted except the religion of Allah. The followers of Islam believe in all prophets of Allah and the divine books. This is the feature of the religion of Islam and its convictions. Now the Quran explicitly announces that whoever accept besides than that, it will not be accepted from him.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents
today's special. As I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is Islamic Revolution of Iran and its achievements. In the referendum for determining the form of government, over 98% of the Iranian nation voted for the Islamic Republic system. Now, more than 40 years after the resounding triumph of the greatest revolution in the 20th century, the Islamic Republic has provided its efficacy in various domains. In spite of all-out 8-year war, economic sanctions, political pressures, and media hype, the Iranian nation pursued numerous objectives in their uprising against the despotic Pahlavi regime, which were summarized in 3 demands, namely independence, freedom, and Islamic government. The Islamic Republic is no doubt the greatest achievement of the Islamic Revolution.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the Islamic revolution in Iran and its achievements for more than four decades. On the eve of the 44th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, the outcome of Iran's uprising against the US-backed rule of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi is a hot topic of discussion among Iranians. We're going to talk about the achievements and successes of the revolution in the past four decades in various sectors. In the referendum for determining the form of government, over 98% of the Iranian nation voted for the Islamic Republic system. Now, 43 years later, and 43 years after the resounding triumph of the greatest revolution in the 20th century, the Islamic Republic has proved its efficacy in various domains. In spite of all out of 8-year war, economic sanctions, political pressures, and media hype, the Iranian nation pursued numerous objectives in their uprising against the despotic Pahlavi regime, which were summarized in three demands, namely independence, freedom, and Islamic government. The Islamic Republic is, no doubt, the greatest achievement of the Islamic Revolution. This popular system of government has by far exceeded the criteria of the Western democracy and has, in fact, marginalized it as it is popular and democratic in the real sense of the word. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, says, "We brought a novel experience. We adopted democracy from religion. Our democracy is accompanied by spirituality and religion. Hence, it became religious popular rule. Became the Islamic Republic."
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with today's special.
This is today's special, an achievements of the Islamic Revolution in the field of health and wellness. With the advancement of medicine and health system in the Islamic Republic of Iran, the causes of death due to infectious diseases and pregnancy and childbirth problems in Iran have decreased. Increasing health services in the Islamic Republic of Iran has caused a change in a composition of death and transformation in the composition of diseases. Raw death rate in Iran, according to the statistics, has decreased from 13 people per 1,000 live birth in 1970 to 1975 to 5 people. According to studies, there has been a general decrease in child death in Iran over the last four decades. The expansion of the public health network has also led to a significant reduction in the death of children under the age of 5, which has increased significantly compared to the pre-revolutionary period.
The explosion of light in the modern age of ignorance with the support of Islam. The Islamic Revolution.
Iran Islamic Revolution, achievements of four-decade great freedom. The Islamic Revolution granted the Iranian nation freedom in various fields. The Iranian nation has been suppressed for centuries, especially during the Pahlavi regime. Any dissent would be quenched and opponents would be jailed, tortured, and murdered. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, people are free to hold legal gatherings and meetings and express their opinion in various matters. They elect officials of the country, including the president, members of the parliament, and city councils. They also elect the members of the Assembly of Experts, who appoint the leader. As for the media, the Islamic Revolution has granted freedom to the media to express their ideas and criticize the officials. Plus, after the Islamic Revolution, the written and audiovisual media have dramatically increased in number.
As we are discussing the impact of Imam al-Khomeini on the contemporary world, it is equally important to discuss the cause and the factors that led to this change and led to the movement that he initiated in Iran, and that is now, and which is now spreading all over the world. If we know the cause and the factors that led to this movement, then that is the path of Imam al-Khomeini Quddisa Sirruh. And if we understand the path of the Imam, that what was the path of the Imam, what was the thought of the Imam, then in light of this thought, we will be able to outline the future of the Muslim Ummah. What was the thinking of this man that he initiated this movement, and he had such a great impact on the lives of millions of people in the world? 3rd of June 1989, a few hours before Imam al-Khomeini passed away, Ayatollah Imami al-Kashani, who is one of the Friday prayer leaders in Iran, in Tehran, he says that we were in the hospital and we were in the room in which Imam was. And he says that we already knew that Imam is in the stage of experiencing the pangs of death. He is already in the stage of Sakaratul Maut. His eyes were closed. And Ayatollah Imami Kashani says that after this, the voice of Adhan rose. It was time of Adhan, and the voice of Adhan came up. He says that as the voice of Adhan was heard in the hospital and in his room, he says that this man, he opened his eyes. He opened his eyes, and he says that as if he knew that it is the time of the prayers, and I am responsible to stand in front of my Lord. Now, this was the worldview of Imam al-Khomeini. He, from the bottom of his heart, he knew that I am here to serve Islam. I am here to serve my Lord and the message of my Lord. The spirit of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was entrenched in his existence and in his heart. He opened his eyes and he stood for, he was whispering something. He says that I went and I tried listening to him, that what is he saying? He says that I could not listen, I could not understand what the Imam is saying. But in the worldview of the Imam, he says that there is only one Lord who needs to be served, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That is the end of this episode of today's special. We leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanallah.
Ali, però è la parete, calore un po' a chi, ma è passato, ma è passato!